There's a lot of farming around Schuyler Lake.
It's definitely a farming community, mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah.
And in fact, the first 5 years that I was married, my husband and I lived on his home farm about a mile out of the village.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all the farming he wanted, so we sold that and came into the village.
What were some of the things that they raised on the farms?
Generally, it's dairy farming. They'd have a good big dairy and produce the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a milk station down here that you took your milk to. Or, well, way back originally, there was a cheese factory. But when we were on the farm, they took in the milk down by the trolley station there,
mm-hmm.
and sent it to the Dairymen's League, carried it. And the people with the dairies had to have, they raised their own hay and corn and oats and wheat and that sort of thing. And some went in little truck gardening like cabbages and mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. And then later on, they began to get the silos and they would cut the corn, put in silage. And that's what ours was up there, was a dairy farm. We had the cows and worked the land. And
was there a creamery also with the cheese factory over in that section?
Well, way out there was a cheese factory, but the where we always sat, our milk always went at the time we were on the farm, was down here to where it was taken in and went by trolley, by car, to the mm-hmm. Dairymen's League milk company, and there it was made up into different products. But before I moved here, the cheese factory across down on the other street there had gone, the building was there, but it had gone. They tell me it was originally a tannery.
Oh.
And in the museum, in the Farmer's Museum at Cooperstown, there's a great big steer's hide that was dug up in the foundations of that building when it was torn down from the old tannery.
Oh, I'll have to take a look
and
at that.
It has kept remarkably well. You can just see the markings on it and everything. It's just a big